Richardson on the LOP Lobster Network.
Because sometimes science is wrong. We make progress. We build on the work and we become more successful. And when you continue to sow doubt about settled science, it makes it impossible for us to move forward.
It is 6:24. That was Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire. In the space of 17 seconds, she says, sometimes science is wrong. And then she says, but when you continue to sow doubt about settled science, is that kind of like settled law? There's no such thing as settled law. It's just ridiculous. There are people right now in this country working their butts off to overturn the Second Amendment. You'd think it's settled law. And I don't believe, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I don't believe it'll happen in my children's lifetime or even my grandchildren's lifetime. There may come a day where it happens. Settled science. Isn't the point of science? Correct me if I'm wrong. Some of you that may be scientists in the audience, or at least play some on radio when you call in. Isn't the point of science to question everything and continue to question everything? Because when you question things, you may find out, as she rightfully pointed out, sometimes the science is wrong. She was speaking to RFK when she did this. Because he's questioned things. You know, like red dye 30, or number, what is it, red dye 3? What is it, the red dye, whatever it is. Red dye number 3, whatever it is. So they decided in their infinite wisdom, I think 20 years ago, that that stuff could be cancerous, and they took it out of makeup. But they didn't take it out of your food until just before Trump became president.
Do you know why?
Go ahead.
Do you know why they left it?
Why?
Because the cherry industry went it all ballistic on them because the maraschino cherries were bright red, and that's what they used to color those cherries. And they weren't going to be as pretty on top of a sundae.
I don't know. I particularly personally like the very dark cherries. I think they have a much richer taste. I like them. And that's what the darker cherries are the ones that Stonewall Kitchen uses when they marinate cherries. But I digress. So they left red dye number 3,
because it's
which
brighter.
They believe may cause cancer, and they took it out of the makeup 20-some-odd years ago because there was concerns, but left it in the food because somebody could make a dollar off of it. And you wonder why I have so disdain for government, folks. I mean, people say to me all the time, how can you say you love the country and have such disdain for the government? And that's become the problem here. You don't understand. The government is not the country. Some of you believe that because you depend on the government for your very existence or for subsidies for your business. But I don't, never have. I have disdain for the government because these people have taken what was given to them and they haven't been good stewards of it. They don't love it. They don't cherish it. They're not passionate about it. They have used it for their personal advantage. They have used it so they can ingratiate themselves to entities that can write big checks for their reelection campaign, so they can continue to go to the right cocktail parties and get invited on the private yachts and get trips funded around the world for reasons no one really actually understands. That's what this has become. And if you don't believe that, all you have to do is look at the federal debt, $36.5 trillion. There is no one on this planet that cherishes something that would have allowed that to happen. No one. There is no one on this planet that would have allowed what is now, best guesstimates, over 40 million people in this country illegally since 1986. 40 million. 40 million people since 1986. 39 years ago when Reagan signed the last immigration reform. He gave amnesty, by the way. People say he was hard on it and didn't care about people. That's not true. That's just another myth told by people who are so dishonest they don't know truth. Reagan gave amnesty to 3 million people who were in the country illegally at that point. And he did so for two reasons. One, to be compassionate, but two, to say, we won't have to deal with this again. Because with this immigration reform, we've made great progress. And future administrations will continue to do reforms as things change. So I'm granting amnesty to 3 million people who can stay here and continue to be a part of America. Because future generations now understand that we have a problem on the southern border. And now we have one on the northern border because, well, these people that cherish our government so much, and if you ask them, they'll tell you how much they revere it, have allowed our borders to be porous. People coming into this country, we have no idea why they're here. Yes, some are here for the good reasons, but we know 425,000 are here for bad reasons. And that doesn't even count the actual what we call terrorist. So we have millions of people here. We have no idea why they're here, what they're doing. No one who loves this country, no one who loves the government that they work in, would ever allow something like that to happen. But they have bankrupted the government, and they have allowed the nation to be overrun with people who we have no idea who they are. And then those people, the ones that are here for the right reasons, these very people who love everybody so much, so compassionate, have allowed them to be exploited by their big business political contributors.
PPE, excluding food and energy, remained at 2.8%. The Federal Reserve is being cautious and did not lower interest rates this month. Adam Johnson of the Bullseye American Ingenuity Fund says the impact of proposed tariffs